Dalet Tammuz, we're holding this in Kuf Samech Beis, Halacha Vav, to Kuf Samech Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. So we're discussing a woman going to the mikveh. A woman goes to the mikveh in order to make sure that she was completely immersed under the water. We have to have someone to attest to that. So generally speaking, we rely on a lady that's called the Balanit. As long as she's 12 years and 1 day old, I mean, she's already into her 13th year, and she could attest to the fact that none of the hair was above the water. That's good enough. If a woman's stuck, she doesn't have any lady that can do that. Her husband could do it. Also, the reason why is a concept, interesting concept called pas basale, meaning to say we're not concerned that the man and the woman are going to be together before that, because he's about to, it's right before, once she immerses, she'll be permitted anyway. But this makes a difference sometimes when you're away. I've had this situation when in the ocean and you're relying on the leniency of going during the day, that might be more problematic. So therefore it's important that the chatchil definitely to get another lady, or there's a way to do it that a woman herself knows that all the hair was underneath. One of the ways I saw in the Darkei Halacha, that if she has short hair, so that's one of the inyanim, let's call it, Chatchila, that a woman, in fact, the Moshe says, I think I saw also, that best not to have very long hair. Another way is actually to have the hair underneath some type of net. And this way, you know for sure that the hair is underneath the water. Now, the Kitzur goes on to explain, we was that to go to the mikveh Friday night, we discussed this. And the Chiddush even is that sometimes it happens to be that wasn't even the night of the mikveh either because she couldn't go before. So although there were customs, places or cities that didn't allow it, or they didn't even allow Friday night and Motzei Shabbos, but because of all the different concerns, l'maisa the halacha is that today would lenient that even if it got to a lady who didn't go, it's not even her night to go, meaning it's already was her night to go to the mikveh, still she could be lenient to go to the mikveh. To the exclusion, one of the exclusions is an almana, a widower that's getting married, can't go to the mikveh the first time Friday night. And the reason for that is because, we explained, it comes to the widower, so the actual relations is really the kinyan that's acquiring her, and you're not allowed to do a kinyan on Shabbos, unless, that means if the husband and the wife, the widower and her husband, were completely in seclusion before that, then it's not a problem Friday night for her to go to the mikveh, and Motzei Shabbos certainly could be lenient. When it comes to going to the mikveh, how do you do it? It's a major dispute between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, meaning Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. By Sfaradiyot, technically speaking, what they do is they actually do the regular way of making any mitzvah, bracha before, and then do the mitzvah itself. And that is they make the bracha actually before they go into the mikveh completely. The other custom is not similar to what we find from a ger, convert, who after he became pure, that's when he makes a bracha. And we do somewhat of a combination, interesting. So basically, according to the Kishon Aruch, and sometimes I've had these questions where women have a difficulty going to the mikveh, doctor-related reasons, and they don't want them to immerse more than once. Halacha is, according to the Kishon Aruch, the simple obligation is to go into the mikveh, into the water once, then to come out and make the bracha. The chatchila, you want to make sure that you're not looking down, and you're not looking at the place of the erva, the nakedness, and also to have what's called libay and libay resa erva, meaning that there's a hefsek between the heart and the makom erva, which basically means any area of the private areas of a woman is really technically not a problem. But the chatchila, there's a way of making it like a separation between the heart and the bottom part of the woman. Then the way to do that is by hugging, so to speak, herself by putting the arms around her. Now all this is only chatchila b'diavad, not a problem at all, because meikar din there's no problem of liba roya es ha'erva. There is another custom which is the most common today, and even by us the Sfaradiyot, is they go into the mikveh, they come out, they make a bracha, and then they dip in again. So this way the dipping is coming after the bracha itself. So that's the best way to do it. Some actually do three tefillah, seven tefillahs, all that is extras and not an obligation. After a woman goes to the mikveh, she's allowed to go into like a bathhouse, meaning let's say a shvitz or something like that, to warm herself up. The custom is not to take a shower or bath. The kitzur is more lenient with a shower, and some machronim actually, I saw that halacha is wondering why shower is even better. Mikveh, then it really is okay. And the whole concern was that people might think that the bath is what's making her tahor. It's to be a gzera in the time of Chazal, that they used to immerse after they went to the mikveh, and it was very dirty water. They used to go into another clean bath, and then they stopped going to the mikveh itself. They thought the bath is doing it. I actually had once a lady I was trying to explain to her that she doesn't have to take a bath. She could take a shower. In the end, she thought that she just needs to take a shower. So that's why you have to be very careful with these things. It's a real thing. People could just get confused. And but mikveh din, a woman's allowed to take a shower after she goes to mikveh. Many women feel like very icky and sticky and not comfortable. So you're allowed to wash yourself off. Best is to leave some that you're not washing and then wash at home when you get home. A woman should be modest when it comes to mikveh. So the best is to hide it as much as possible. And it should be something that's announced, which makes sense. But it's even halachic. One should be careful with this. Keep it private. There's something special. And one should be careful when she comes out of the mikveh to see right away her friend. Usually that's accomplished by the balanit that she's with or whoever she's going with. And the reason why is because if she comes out of the mikveh and she sees something that's tameh, a dog, a donkey, a chazir, a horse even, which is a whole discussion actually in the shach. But in any case, the point is that it has a negative effect on the child that could be conceived from that going to the mikveh. And ak dekach, that the kitzur says, preferably if she would go back into the mikveh. Now, there is another concern. Someone who meets a lady that just came out of the mikveh, that's also a concern because a sense of immorality, a spirit of immorality could take over him. So what's the eitzah? The kitzur says in eitzah. There's actually psukim to recite. What are these psukim? Shefech buzan nedivim v'yasim besor ledoch. He pours contempt upon the affluent, and he made them wander in the path of wasteland. From Tehillim, another pasuk, Shefech buzan nedivim umaziach afikim ripa, which means he pours contempt upon the affluent and loosens the girdle of the strong. Seemingly has nothing to do. So the Malsha explains exactly what the connection with these psukim. And going to the mikveh, seeing a woman just came out of the mikveh. The point is, at least there's some remedy. But the chetchila, one should be careful. You know, driving by mikvehs and stuff like that. Usually it's not a problem anyway, because like we said, she already saw someone. Heating up a mikveh. You can imagine, in the old days, it wasn't so common to have a warm geshmak a mikveh. Certainly not for men, not for women. But then the concern was a little bit to what we were discussing before, that people might think that it's like a regular bathhouse. The ma'aseh today, the minute is to make it, even Friday night. Well, our places, what they do is they turn on the before Shabbos, and then they turn it off already, but it still keeps hot until late into the night. Have a beautiful day.